It is 25 after 6. You are with Zingisa Chiro and Wandile Mazibuko on Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. Now, the Gert Sibande District Municipality recently took 6 officials from their planning unit to obtain aerospace pilot license. Now, this was reportedly done in line with the plans for the district to establish the aerospace industrial hub, which will be located at the Ermelo Airfield. On Friday, the municipality hosted an aerospace investment conference to showcase the aerospace industrial hub to potential investors. Now, the general manager for planning and economic development at the Gert Sibande District Municipality, this is Ms. Mthandeni Mtam Khonza, joins us on the line to tell us more. Welcome, Babe, to the show.
Thank you very much. Greetings to yourself and the listeners at home. Thank you for hosting us.
Now, just to kickstart our conversation, obviously the Gert Sibande District Municipality is in the process, I guess, of finalizing an aerospace industrial hub in Ermelo. What would you say was the vision behind this?
Thank you again, Vinicius. The district municipality has realized the need for one, amongst other things, looking at alternative sources of income, looking at developing the economy of the region or of the district in line with the fourth industrial revolution and other means that will assist and be in line with what the future requires of us. And then we looked at the effort we engaged with the local municipality, that is in Sobaligwa, and they agreed to transfer the airport land, Ermelo Airport, to the district municipality, for which we are very grateful. We are therefore finalizing the transfer processes, and at the same time, we are putting plans to ensure that there is development that will be taking place around the airport, around the aerospace that will be including developments, including the accommodation, including e-training, including e-manufacturing of the aircraft themselves, being the UAVs, that is the unmanned aerial vehicles, and the fixed-wing aerial vehicles, and more other areas of development.
Yeah. I'm so happy, Baba Mkhonza. I think this is, for me, it's one of the most exciting stories to come out of this province. But beyond hosting the aerospace manufacturers, something linked Kazega Kula, Baba, kuthi kunema plans for an SMME incubator. Bengicela usitshele kabanzi ngalo ukuthi into isebenza
kanjani. Such a huge development obviously require the involvement of various partners and stakeholders. As you will know, Uguti, I'm a local municipalities, because we are in the local space, even if we are a district municipality, they do not have much cash in their hands. So we're working with our investors and partners and other stakeholders. So in this case, we're dealing with, amongst others, various departments, various sector departments of government that are focusing in other areas, including science and innovation. So there will be AMA incubation opportunities where the small up-and-coming SMMEs are incubated, they are trained, and are taken through a hand-holding process, through a process of growth, you know, which by understanding business, which is and be able to supply, for instance, I spoken about manufacturing, to supply the manufacturer that will be located within our aerospace. So there is that process, and we engaging and partnering with different various sector departments and private sector partners.
And for those of you who've just tuned in, it is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM with the Gert Sibande District Municipality's Mtam Khonza on the Aerospace Industrial Hub Investment Conference. Now, Babu Mkhonza, last week, on Friday, the district held the Aerospace Industrial Hub Investment Conference. I mean, you've sort of touched on it a bit, but then why did the district then embark on this? What was the main aim of this particular conference that took place on Friday?
Well, as I indicated that a development of such a magnitude will require the involvement of many stakeholders. So as a district, we have put together a concept plan that this is our thinking. But then before we go ahead, before we go too long a distance alone without engaging partners and potential funders, we then decided that let's get these potential funders, let's get these potential investors and other stakeholders to sit and present to them what is our thinking, what is in our mind around the aerospace development. And therefore, we called them this investment conference that we held last week Friday, which was a huge success. The purpose was basically to present it to them. And they presented, some of the stakeholders presented their plans and intention to locate or to invest already in our aerospace. We had investors that are coming as far as Germany and as far as Russia. And besides that, the local partners, we had those as well, the international investors.
Yeah.
In fact, one of the potential investors from Russia, that is the Irkut Corporation, represented by Mr. Vladimir Panin, they delivered a written intention to invest to the executive mayor that in writing, this is our letter, we are committing to invest here, although at the moment it's an intention, let me call it that, an intention to invest. So they delivered that, which was part of the vision or the reason behind us calling for this conference, to say, stakeholders, this is where you are, this is where we are, because a lot of people, one, do not know us, do not know about the aerospace development. This is where we are. This is what we're doing. Come, let's work together. That was the purpose, and it was indeed a huge success.
Yeah. Now, you know, I'm sure somebody's listening to the show now from that particular municipality or district municipality, and they're thinking, you know, this is absolutely fantastic. But I want to find out from you, what are the spin-offs that we're hoping to see from this particular hub? And when I say spin-offs, project, that can obviously ultimately then benefit the communities of Khat District Sibande Municipality.
When this development is taking place in Khat Sibande, therefore, it is for the people of Khat Sibande, the people of the Mpumalanga Province, and the people of South Africa and SADC to say that. And the investments that will be coming here, we do not want the involvement of the locals to be only during the construction and development. We want them to be involved throughout. For instance, the specialized skills that will be required during the manufacturing in the various areas of R&D, that is research and development, and various others. We are engaging with various institutions of higher learning, my universities, that university being one of them, our own local GFTVET College, the University of KwaZulu-Natal. We are engaging with them to say, guys, this is what we're doing. Are you interested? Mm-hmm. They have already indicated that they will be interested, and we are still developing how we're going to work together. But the aim is that those skills that are required, those specialized skills, will be provided. They will have Amas Satellite, will have Aerospace Institute that will then be dealt with or managed or facilitated by some of these institutions of higher learning, so that the skills that will be provided will come from people of the region, people of the area, people of the province. The youth from this area will have to participate. The incubation hub, the small businesses, we will prepare them, want now to engage on an exercise to prepare them to meaningfully participate during the running and operation of the aerospace, not just to come and lay bricks and that is it, go home. The logistics, the hotel precinct, the UAV manufacturing, the fixed wing manufacturing and testing, the space manufacturing. So we still going and engaging them we want to move along with the people of this area. The youth, like now, we will be taking some and training them to operate the drones, to operate the aircraft.
Yeah.
But that is the processes that are unfolding as we are going along.
Beautiful.
Now, Babu Mkhwanza, I'm very excited to see manufacturing taking place within the province of Mpumalanga. I think it's cutting listening, Mabacabang in Mpumalanga. They just think of us as farmers. And for us to be even venturing into the aerospace field is very, very exciting. Mm-hmm. And in Tanzania, go to Kulumange Lusha, go to the youth will be involved. So far, just gauging from the early days, I know it's still too soon, but are the young people interested in this? Are they taking to this project?
Yes, they are. They are excited. They are interested. We have started with training ama pilots. At the moment, we've trained ama UAV pilots within the organization itself, and amongst the people that are trained, half of them by youth, and we have engaged now CAA. That's the Civil Aviation Authority. That's the authority for the aviation industry in the country. We have engaged with them and they have already agreed that, guys, whenever you want to engage with the locals, be it the schools, be it communities, in terms of careers in the aviation industry, we are available. We had a career symposium that we had about 2 years back. We already had our drone day and we showed the youth that were coming from various schools around the district. We already indicated and created an excitement to them that there are careers in the aerospace besides just maybe being a pilot or being an air hostess, but there is also careers behind the plane being created, being developed. We already, as a district, by the way, have taken through training to aircraft technicians. Those who are now able, we have people who are able to design the aircraft and manufacture the aircraft, to design it from scratch and put the mind and put the thinking, the science into the aircraft, being able to move and connect with AMA remotes and stuff like that. So we are engaging them and there is excitement already, but we are still going to go out and take it out and make sure that even those from the rural area, they must not think that where you are born determines where you end.
Yeah.
They must know that where you're born has got nothing to do with where you end. So we are going all out and we'll start be engaging them. It's just that with the restrictions of COVID-19, our movement has been a bit restricted, but we hope we'll be able to engage them going forward.
Mr. Mkhwanza, muhle kakhulu umsebenzi enwenzayo lapha. I can't be more prouder to be a son of this province and the work that you guys are doing there. Thank you so much, sir, for giving us the time and obviously coming to explain this beautiful initiative that will ultimately benefit future generations of this country. Sibonga kakhulu, Baba. Please enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure for us to come and engage with our communities through the platform Arise FM.
And that was the General Manager for Planning and Economic Development at the Gert Sibande District Municipality, Mthandeni Mthamkhonza, chatting to us about the Aerospace Industrial Hub Investment Conference, which took place on Friday. Exciting one, Wandile. What do you think?
Yeah, no, very exciting. Actual fact, I never thought that it would happen. I've seen similar initiatives taking place in the East Rand, where obviously they house one of the biggest airports in the continent. And to see this coming through to the province is absolutely fantastic.
It is Taking Care of Business on Rise FM. Now, in a moment, we will be chatting to the Institute of Internal Auditors in the Mpumalanga region. So do stay tuned.